This is Fresh Air. The German comedy Tony Erdmann, written and directed by Maren Ade, centers on a father who suddenly invades his daughter's life. He's a prankster and she's a business consultant. It's shortlisted in the foreign film category for the upcoming Academy Awards and recently won prizes from the New York Film Critics Circle and the National Society of Film Critics. David Edelstein, a member of both organizations, has this review.
If you wandered into a theater showing Tony Erdmann, knowing nothing about it, you might think you were watching a high-toned German drama by Michael Haneke or some other art house cold fish. The tone is poker-faced, even severe. You might be thrown, though, by the fact that the audience is laughing, in some cases screaming, with a mixture of embarrassment and joy. The title character, Tony Erdmann, is not real. He's the prankster alter ego of a middle-aged schoolteacher named Winfried Conradi, who travels from Germany to Bucharest to pay a surprise visit to his daughter, Inez. He's divorced from her mother, and it's unclear what their relationship was once. But now, she's plainly uncomfortable with him. Then again, she's uncomfortable in general. She's a tense, driven business consultant who's currently helping a multinational corporation justify to the public the layoffs of hundreds of poor rural laborers. A lot of time, she's competing against her colleagues for the ear of patronizing male executives. This is where her father comes in, or rather, Tony Erdmann. Early in the film, Winfried briefly sees Inez at his ex-wife's house and evidently doesn't like what she's become. I say evidently because nothing in the movie is spelled out in advance. You're hardly prepared for Tony Erdmann with his shaggy dark fright wig and fake snaggle teeth as he lumbers toward Inez and some well-dressed business honcho at a fancy reception. Certainly Inez isn't prepared. As Tony insinuates himself into the conversation, she can barely suppress the urge to flee. The movie is long, nearly 3 hours, for what's essentially a sitcom. But writer-director Maren Ade's deliberate pacing makes it. If an American studio had made Tony Erdmann, it would probably be cast with a more obvious clown, Robin Williams in his lifetime maybe, and the editing would whack you over the head. But Ade has cast Peter Simonicek, a respected dramatic actor in Germany, with an inner stillness. And as Inez, Sandra Hüller is so buttoned up that it takes a while, maybe an hour, to warm up to her and see the sadness and desperation in her eyes. The point, of course, is that the vulgar Tony Erdmann has arrived to sabotage Inez, or really to sabotage her life of immoral deeds and, more important, humorlessness. Winfried prizes a sense of humor above all else. The movie has a decidedly liberal slant. He's the good bohemian patriarch coming to save his daughter from a lot of greedy capitalists, the bad patriarchs. There is something a little creepy about the movie Tony Erdmann. You could see it as a backlash to feminism work in the ignoble tradition of men portraying successful women as humorless and their own aggression as somehow life-affirming. But Ade doesn't sentimentalize Winfried. Practical jokes can actually conceal a lot of hostility. Winfried might well be a lost soul. Don't expect big hugs and swelling music. But what's unresolved about the movie feels right. It keeps you guessing. And those 2 hours and 42 minutes just fly by.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.